Can you all raise your hand and give the Lord a hand? Raise your hand. And with that hand, turn off your cell phone, reach down, and thank you. Pastor Mark told me that when he left, someone's cell phone went off during his sermon. So he told me, make sure they all do that. Turn it off. Let's pray. Oh God, on this last message, I give thanks for all the years, all the times, all the Sundays of the privilege of speaking here. And so continue to bless these words. May all that I say and do be glorifying to you. Oh God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, of course, I can't go without telling some of my favorite funny minister stories. If you've heard it already, just bear with me and indulge me and don't spoil it, okay? All right, who's a wise guy? So there was this mother matriarch who lived past 90 years old. She had four sons, and they had all emigrated to the United States and were very successful, and they had their mother come over to the States. So one son was a stockbroker, the next one was a car dealership owner, the third was a doctor, and the fourth one was a minister. So on her birthday, she decided to thank them for all the gifts that they had given them, especially the ones they had given last year. So she invited them for dinner. The stockbroker had given her this flat screen computer, super fast, and she said to her son, "Thank you, son, for the big computer, but I'm too old to learn all these new things. It's too fancy. I keep forgetting how to turn it off or turn it on. I don't need the internet. I don't know what all this email, Facebook is all about. And I don't know how to play games on it. I'll just stick to my solitaire." She turned to the next son who had owned the car dealership and given her a fancy car, really expensive and fast. And she said, "Thank you, son, but I can't drive anymore. My reflexes are slow, and I don't go out much. People drive too fast these days, and people are crazy and dangerous. You can have the car back." To the doctor who had given her a mansion, she said, "I love the new house, but I'm too old. Too many rooms to clean, too many stairs. I only stay in one part of the house now." Her last son, the minister's son, had given her a talking parrot. And the parrot knew the entire Bible and could recite any verse that she wanted. So she said to all her boys, "You know, my minister's son was the most practical. I finally cooked the chicken, and how do you like the adobo we had?" At times in my ministry, I felt like each one of those sons, trying to be helpful, trying to be pleasing, and trying to be serving. But that, in all seriousness, that story or that joke is about sharing gifts, isn't it? And on this Pentecost Sunday, our scripture is talking about the gifts that we share, the variety. And I want to share with you the gifts of this church that you've shared with me, that I've experienced here, that is unique to you, this church. The first gift that I want to lift up is your gift of hospitality. Every month you host the outreach lunch. You have done this for over 20 years, and you welcome people off the street, you bring food, and you feed them, and you share in fellowship. It's not like any other special ministry in any other church that I've served. And so keep it going. Every Sunday, you welcome in hospitality the community. You welcome the stranger to worship God. And you invite them to be in relationship with God as you invite them to make this place their home as well. But for me and my wife, your supreme act of hospitality was when you hosted our wedding and you made our families from out of town feel so welcomed and loved. You gave so generously, you pitched in so much, and it was memorable and special. We'll never forget you for that. The second gift I want to recognize is your gift of diversity. And today on Pentecost Sunday, it's about unity in diversity. We celebrated this morning with so many musical groups with different genres, with different ages and cultures and ethnicities. There are people in this family from the Philippines, people from the Pacific Islands and Fiji, people from Africa, people from Japan, people from England, and I don't know, have I missed any other countries? United States, yes. Anybody else? Did I miss any other country? China, I think we have some folks from China. And there are so many people here from the different states of the United States. And you know how I know that? I especially find out in football season. I know there are people here from Nebraska. There are people here who love USC. At one time, there are people from Alabama. And I don't know, tell me what states you're from. Ohio. How could I miss Ohio State? Okay. Anybody else? New England? Yes. What was that? New Jersey. Okay. So we are diverse and we are inclusive. One of the biggest challenges that we have is being fully inclusive and being fully welcoming. And one of the issues that is dividing the nation and dividing even the United Methodist Church is the issue of homosexuality. And part of our diversity in this controversy, and I know that we have gay folks in our church family, we have gay folks who are relatives of ours. Let us be welcoming to all people, and let us strive to love all people. Amen. And we can improve in this area. We have a long ways to go. The third gift I want to lift up is this facility, the renovated sanctuary, the whole facility. We're home to all of our groups, to several recovery groups. It's part of our hospitality, part of our diversity. We have this gift of this sanctuary, and we took out a loan, and we borrowed $900,000, pretty close, and now we owe $600,000. We're making progress. Our payments are $7,000 a month, and so let's keep it going. Let's keep paying it off. It's a gift to have top-of-the-line audio equipment and video, to have excellent sound and lighting. It's a gift to have nice wood and granite steps and a marble table. But let's keep it looking bright and warm and inviting. And let's continue to share the community. It's a gift to have many rooms and a nice fellowship hall. Finally, the fourth gift that I want to talk about is a gift of faith in the midst of adversity. We have faced some adversity during my 8 years here. There have been conflicts over personality and finances and direction and leadership of style, and there's been controversy with some of the decisions that we've made. And some people have left because of it. But you, the faithful, you have stayed. You, the faithful, you have stood by me. And you, the faithful, have stood and stuck it out with each other. And you continue to have faith with each other. And ultimately, I trust that God will continue doing what God is, great things that God will be doing. And thank you for your faith. It's a gift, a beautiful gift, and keep enduring, keep persevering, keep holding fast to the faith. And so again, the scripture says there are a variety of ministries in the same spirit. There are varieties in the same Lord. There are different effects, but the same God, and who works all things in all persons. To each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given the wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge, to another healing in the same Spirit. And I pray that you'll continue to use the gifts and bless the community with them. We need each other. As Yuri Kochiyama said, life is not what you alone make it. Life is the input of everyone else who touches your life and your experience that, and every experience that entered it, and we are all part of one another. And the pipe organ? Yes, yes, all the gifts, the music, the gift of music. There are so many gifts that I have not named, but I just try to summarize. Well, I will close with my last favorite minister story, and I know some of you have heard it, but just kind of endure with me. There's a pastor who was discouraged after many years of ministry in his church. He got so discouraged that he decided to leave the church and look for a different job. He wanted to do something else. So he drove around town and he was looking for any signs from God, and he saw signs that help wanted. It was at the zoo. Apparently the gorilla had died and they were looking for a replacement, but they couldn't find one, so they needed a fake gorilla. They needed someone to dress up in a suit. The minister thought, I can do that. So he put on the suit and they put him in the cage, and so he started to jump around, make funny noises, do somersaults. Pretty soon the crowd gathered around, more so than his church. People cheered. And there was enthusiasm. And pretty soon he got really confident. He started to swing from the vines of the trees. He swung so high that he decided to do a somersault and he caught himself. He landed well. So he said, well, I'm having such a good time, I'm just going to go all out and start to lose control. And there was a trapeze bar, and he swung into the next cage. And there's a lion in the cage. And he said, oh, no, help, help. And the lion started to go towards him. He tore off the top of his mask, and he said, help, I'm a minister, I'm not a gorilla. And the lion charged him, ready to pounce, and the lion said, shut up, you fool, I'm a minister too. I'm grateful that I don't have another job and that I've been your minister for 8 years, and this calling has been very fulfilling. It's been a privilege and a blessing. There were difficult times, but I never thought of quitting. Pray for me and my wife as we go to a new church. Especially pray for my wife as she has to hear these same stories all over again. Pray for your new minister and her family. Thank you for your gifts to us, and I hope along the way that you've benefited from the gifts that we've shared, that I was able to share with you, and I certainly have benefited from knowing you. Amen. Thank you.